We're seated on the eclectic chair. I'm your host, Trish Lewis. That was from Night Flight Over Water, the quintet for banjo and string quartet. It was called Hunter's Moon, Bela Fleck, and Brooklyn Rider. It's from the CD The Imposter, Bela Fleck, with the Nashville Symphony. You may find the link to any artist you hear on the eclectic chair on my website, radiochair.com. I'm hoping to finish the rest of this hour a little bit closer to air time, so maybe I can even stuff in a few requests from my musical guests, the co-hosts. I have to thank Bob Hausler and Beth Hausler, and definitely Pat Cronley again. Thank you guys. I can't do it without the help of the musicians in this area and all over, actually. The people that send music for the show are happy to hear that it can be heard thanks to Bob Hausler's podcasts, and Delta College spreads it far as it can from our signal on 90.1. Thank you all. I've had a good run 8.5 years, a little over 8.5 years. I guess it'll be 9 years December 29th. I'm hoping to make it to at least 10 years. It'd be nice to have a decade under my belt. I definitely couldn't do it without the help and support of my fellow listeners. And at that, I'm starting to sound like a politician. So thank you all. Thank you, everybody. I will have a proper thank you, as usual, at the end of hour two here. But for now, I'd like to also thank Marcia Allen, who did such a magnificent job as a vocalist in with Pat Cronley on the 14th. And Beth and Bob, I know we had a good time. So let's hear a local musician that actually requested this song for a fall show, and I can't think of a better one right now. Let's hear A Beautiful Fall Day by Stephen Colarelli.
It was crimson and gold, yellow and orange. There were geese overhead, frost on the lawn. A cold breeze from a gunmetal sky would take me back to the years gone by. I saw golden cornfields surrounded in red. Squirrels ran to their winter den. As I walked back home, when I opened the door, I felt welcome and warm. Outside, children played in the autumn leaves. Long ago, on a beautiful fall day. Beautiful fall day. nestled in trees, gray and pale. Smoke from a chimney, the scent of pine, reminds me of friends at Thanksgiving time. And the trees and the clouds sang their sad tune, that another season will be over soon. As birds flew south, I wistfully sighed, as memories brought another tear to my eye. When children played in the autumn leaves, long ago on a beautiful fall day, on a beautiful fall day, when children
you'd rather leave unturned. got to go. Me, I'm gonna stick around, in for a penny, in for a pound, 'cause I hate to miss the show.
world's been out of touch. You figure you can't make it, and life's been too much. The windows all got blurry, the day is just run thin, the moment is exhausting, you feel like giving in. In your back pocket, handle me with care. Know with each passing breath, I'm always there. Yeah, I'm in your back pocket, handle me with care. Know with each passing breath you take, I'm always there. When you're running on empty, time has passed you by. The mirror's got my questions and answers, and you're always asking why. The mountains can't be climbed, you're living on your last dime. Should the good Lord have covered his eyes, and you missed all the signs? Well, I'm in your back pocket, handle me with care. Know with each passing breath, I'm always there. Yeah, I'm in your back pocket, handle me with care. Know with each passing breath you take, I'm always there. Just catch a glimpse of the sunshine today. I wish upon a star before it fades away. When you're lost inside and the road splits ahead,
seated on the eclectic chair. I'm your host, Trish Lewis. This is the Thank You Show, people. That was Scott Baker and the Universal Expressions. Back Pocket was the song from Northern Hospitality, Volume 1, and Other Celestial Threads, 2013 self-release. Scott Baker and the Universal Expressions. Bob Hausler gave us Don't Cry from Not Sold in Stores, a 2008 Bob Hausler Keep the Light music release. Unrelease. Gretchen Peters gave us her title track from Hello Cruel World. It's her 2012 Circus Girl music release. We heard Jeff Schramm's Pretty Little Posy from Oh, Now I Get It, Jeff Schramm's 2012 release. And Stephen Colarelli, by request, pulled out this hour with Beautiful Fall Day from Better Days, Stephen Colarelli's 2010 Manistee record release. As usual, you may find the link to any artist you hear on the Eclectic Chair on my website, radiochair.com. Now let's hear one from Andy Reid, another Bay City treasure.
Reality. wants to hear and see the path you chose to lay. Cause you wear your whole heart on your sleeve. And I'm packing up for Portland. It's a place I visit often. And I never had to leave my rocking chair. When the radio is broken, play along as if so spoken. Thank you.
refuse to live my life in fear. I'll always turn the other cheek. Cause I've known change and peace and protest songs and righted wrongs and stood my ground and dared to speak. So when I'm called back home to heaven's gate, I'll know I've done all that I could. I'll join the choir and put on angel's wings, and I'll be singing hallelujah like I should.
But I never seen that jail. Well, I was headed to Sandusky, not a chance at Old Stand Bay. They said to Tuscola County, won't you, son, and Jackson does too. I say, well, eeny, meeny, miny, easy, oranges, or the blue. Mention how I feel from there, left I had to eat. Well, lock me up and throw me in, left the nightmare again. Tell my babies and my mama that I want to be on scene. Dry my eyes and curse all the times that I failed. But tears won't get me out of the Jackson County Jail. She won't be coming back. I got a ride to the courthouse in a big black Cadillac. Well, lock me up and throw me in, let the nightmare begin. Tell my babies and my mama that I hope to be on scene. Dry my eyes and curse all the times that I failed. But tears won't get me out of the Jackson County Jail. No tears won't get me out of the Jackson County Jail. Well, tears won't get me out of the Jackson County Jail.
Do you remember what record stores were for? Stand in line on the Tuesday that your favorite records dropped. Talk to the people next to you that love all the same bands you do. Now I record albums, well not LPs, but MP3s and CDs sent to DJs who actually breathe, which is somewhat rare these days. When radio's decisions are primarily binary code, monetarily controlled. And I still care about liner notes and to see you perform the songs you wrote. Sing along to the lines I love, breathe the same air you breathe. And after the show, stick around for drinks and talk to the people instead of updating your Twitter feed. Even though I've never smoked, there's something about a digital glow that'll never replace the flames of a thousand lighters. So turn off your phone or leave it at home. Keep your hands free to hold and dance with the one that asks you. Now I record albums, well not LPs, but MP3s and CDs sent to DJs who actually breathe, which is somewhat rare these days. Radio's decisions are primarily binary code, monetarily controlled.
That was Dan Valancourt's Binary Code from When the Lights Come On, a 2013 self-release, and I'm Trish Lewis, one of the DJs he referred to. And we are seated on the Thank You Eclectic Chair. We heard Anders Osborne, 47, from Peace, his 2013 Alligator record release. We heard Cash O'Reilly with David Roof, their EP's title track from Jackson County Jail, a 2013 American Wax record release. Jen Cass gave us Hallelujah from Accidental Pilgrimage, her 2006 Blind Justice release. And Andy Reid, an American underdog, brought us to Portland from Always on the Run, his 2011 Pop Factory record release. You know the rules. Just go on to the website, radiochair.com, where you may find all the links to these folks you could possibly require, and a wall of contributors to the Eclectic Chair. I can't wait to get down to it. You all need a big cyber hug and a kiss from me. Thank you so much for stuffing the Eclectic Chair with love again for another 6 months.
Why? I really thought I'd had enough of this, falling apart after a single little kiss. If I were dead, would I be someone you would miss? Consider this. 2, 3, 4. What do you do when you love a man who's got his own obligations and his own demands? Do you rush into his arms or stay rooted where you stay? Why? Play it, gypsies. Do you ever think about what it's like for me when I'm driving home? And I know that you are there with her, and I'll be in bed all alone. I dream about you nearly every night. I wrestle with just what is wrong and what is right. But I think I'd give my soul if you would hold me tight.
Why not? And Madame Dev's Gypsy Wagon.
John Ginty here on the Hammond B3 organ, ready to take my seat on the Eclectic Chair with Trish Lewis. Hey Trish, how about playing Damage Control?
You guys know the routine. I just hate to turn that down right away, especially since it's Pat Crowley Group. Soulfish is the CD, covering the classic Average White Band song, Pick Up the Pieces. Soulfish was a 2005 Chronic record release, and we heard Madame Dev's Gypsy Wagon prior to that, their song Why, done live in Studio C, 2011, fall of 2011, I do believe. Time flies. Time does fly, and I have huge thank yous to go out to all 23 contributors who took their pledge drive seats on the Eclectic Chair. Thanks especially to the co-hosts Pat Cronley and Marcia Allen on the 14th, and Beth and Bob Hausler on the 21st. It was a great time, folks, and I will have some musical treats coming thanks to that, and I will share it with you guys just as soon as I'm done editing. I'm hopefully an excellent editor. As for the wall of contributors, here we go, people. You may take your bows right now. George Patton from Midland, who is always a supporter of the Eclectic Chair, he makes it happen. He sends me music all the time that we wouldn't hear because, truthfully, I can't afford to buy much anymore. We heard from Bob Wall, who, Bob, I'm sorry, I didn't have your CD with me today. I'm so sorry, but I will get you back on. He's got a CD called Folk, F-O-K. Bob Wall from Saginaw, thank you so much. Gordon Cook from Flint, and I know that he loves jazz. He called in during that jazz, Marcia Allen and Pat Crowley's appearance. Gordon Cook, thank you very much. Paula M. Holvack from Saginaw, thank you, thank you. She is always, she's just one of those supporters that shows up every single time. She's my hero and my friend. Thank you, Paula. Michael Judd from Birch Run, thank you so much. Your support means the world to me. He's my Facebook buddy, and I believe he's on Blip FM, too. A huge thank you to Mr. and Mrs. Leonardo C. Lopez. Thank you so much. And gee, wait, I lost the city. I will have to fix that on the website, too. It looks like, yep, sure enough. Where are you from? Oh, Midland. I'll fix that. Midland it is. Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Leonardo C. Lopez. Thank you, Martha Wesley from Saginaw. Thank you, Noel Massey from Auburn Hills. Thank you, thank you. Get a hug and a kiss from me from Paula, please. And I will be sending thank you notes to all of you. I do promise that. We heard from Jeff Yance, Mr. Happy himself from Bay City. Thank you, Jeff. Always a supporter. And we had heard from an anonymous supporter from Bay City. That was the last call on the 14th. And then we go on to the 21st. We heard from Annie Mitchell. No, Anne. I did that too before. I believe it's just Anne Mitchell from Saginaw. Thank you, Anne. You'll have to email me at radiochair@gmail.com and tell me, is it Anne? Is it Annie? Or am I just crazy? Well, we know I'm crazy. Let's see, I missed another town. Oh, of course, Mr. and Mrs. Hank Kaufman from Saginaw. Thank you, thank you. I know you're good friends with Beth and Bob Hausler. Mr. and Mrs. Hank Kaufman. We heard from Ed Kearns from Midland. Thank you so much. And my pal Claire from Port Austin. The thumb always comes through. We heard from Anonymous from Bay City again. Anonymous, this time. Interesting. Bay City, support every time. Thank you so much, Anonymous family. John Patricus from Essexville. He used to be from Bay City, but now he's just up the street in Essexville. Thank you, John Patricus. And hug Murray for me, would you? Thank you, James Nelson. Jimmy, hug Madam Dev for me, too. Jim Nelson from Saginaw. James Nelson. We heard from Joyce Hardy from Caucallen. Thank you, Joyce. I think I'm going to have to go up and visit the bookstore up there in Caucallen. We heard from Anonymous from Saginaw. I'm going to have to plug in one more song. Let's see. perhaps we'll just go ahead and pick up to level 5. Yeah, level 5 from Soulfish. This'll work. I like this level 5. Thank you, Pat Cronley. This is such a fabulous CD. I've always loved this CD. Let's see, where were we? Still thanking everybody. Jimmy Nelson, Joyce Hardy from Cuckolland, Anonymous again from Saginaw. Thank you so much, Anonymous. I can't believe, Anonymous. We got three Anonymous families this time. We heard from Virginia Young from Midland. Thank you so much. Oh, Anonymous was from Saginaw. I hope I said that. Virginia Young from Midland. Thank you so much, Virginia Young. Duke Yost always comes through, my hero. Duke Yost from Midland. So glad I have a reason to send a thank you note to you, boss. Thank you, Duke. And Mr. John Grundner, who from Bay City, good friends with Bob Hausler, co-writer of American Pride, I do believe, and perhaps another song, but I've forgotten, so I'm not going to misquote, but I do know you were part of the writing team of American Pride. That should be posted on YouTube pretty soon, too. So I'm hoping that Bob Hausler will share it with you, John. John Grundner from Bay City. And Mr. and Mrs. Howard Sharper. Howard and Ruth, thank you so much for calling in, being the 23rd supporter, and stuffed the eclectic chair with love. And Doc, I gotta tell you, your pledge this time meant more to me than that first anonymous pledge you did to my show so many years ago. Thank you, Doc. Well, you know the rules. It's just about time. We're putting that chair back upside down on the table again already. The Eclectic Chair is produced in the studios of WUCX-FM, Delta College Quality Public Radio. If you'd like a playlist or have a question or comment about today's show, this has been chair number, what is it? It's 391? Is that right? I've lost track, man. Someday I'll just stop numbering them, then no one will remember what to ask for. Yes, 391, the fall 2013 thank you show. Just give me an email at radiochair@gmail.com. That's radiochair@gmail.com. I love email. Or you may see the playlist online. You know where. Radiochair.com. If you prefer, go ahead and send me a self-addressed stamped envelope for a playlist to the chair's post office box 25, Bay City, Michigan 48707. If you're a musician that would like to be heard here on the chair, do send me a CD or sample of your work, including your contact information, and I promise to listen to whatever you send my way with big ears and an open heart. That's P.O. Box 25, Bay City, MI 48707. The Eclectic Chair's opening music is courtesy of Mike Henderson and the Blue Bloods version of Sonny Boy Williamson's Mr. Downchild. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mr. Howard Sharp, for your exceptional original executive production. Thank you, Mr. Ron McNew, for your technical, spiritual, and enthusiastic lack of menu advice. At least, the musical menu advice. Most of all, and especially to all those supporters, thank you for listening. And be sure to take a seat on the next Eclectic Chair, right here on this fine public radio station. Peace.